The Illinois Department of Human Services and the Chicago Community Trust are helping some state institutions with the Healing Illinois grant. Grace Hull is the secretary of the Illinois Department of Human Services. She explains that she and Deputy Governor Sol Flores came up with the idea for the grant during a conversation. Both have done community-based work and have experienced racial healing activities. Then came the events of the past year.
And so, you know, we're in the middle of the pandemic and we continue to be in the summer. And then the images and the reports of the police brutality, there was so much anguish and hurt in Illinois.
Ho says they didn't want to put a Band-Aid on racial issues in Illinois, but instead start a healing process across the state. She says the Chicago Community Trust is the primary partner for the grant, but there are other smaller nonprofits who helped to make sure the grant was accessible to smaller organizations. Conversations, training, and different types of storytelling techniques are some of the tools that organizations are using for restoration. The Westside Showroom in Rockford is using a $5,000 award to offer equity, diversity, and inclusion workshops.
This money goes towards making these workshops affordable or free for anyone associated with a Rockford area arts organization. And that is any organization in Winnebago, Boone, Ogle, or Stevenson County.
That's Mike Werkle. He's the artistic director of the showroom. He explains that the theater has done diversity training since 2017 and wanted to offer it to other art organizations. He says the grant seemed like a perfect fit. The Paramount Theater in Aurora received a $40,000 grant. This helped them launch the Inception Project. This project presents virtual readings hosted by the theater. Two readings took place in January. Both were written by people of color. Amber Mack is the New Works Development Director for the theater. She says the Illinois agencies required a timely implementation of the assignments that were funded by the grant. She remembers their words.
We want this to be used now, these conversations, this healing needs to begin now, not something that we plan for, you know, and say, oh, we'll get back to it when. And so they said, you can have this money, you need to spend it by January, by the end of January.
That deadline has since been pushed until the end of March. The Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum received $32,000 in grant money. The library is partnering with the Roger and Chas Eber Foundation to conquer racial inequality. They are doing this with the Youth No Malice Film Contest. Heather Nice is the Director of Education of the Library and Museum. She says the organization had the idea of doing a film contest about a year ago. After they learned about the grant, they realized it made perfect sense to combine the two concepts.
Race is something that's very embedded in Lincoln's story. And while he did many things during his time, you know, there's still ramifications of past race relations and things that happened in his time today.
Angela Sterren is the Senior Director of Advancement at the Library and Museum. She expresses her sympathy for young people who don't have outlets to deal with today's racial issues.
So this is a one way of allowing people to express their frustrations with all of the racial problems that we're having in our country.
Ho agrees that hearing experiences from others through stories can help people understand different cultures.
We're always trying to find connections, right? And I think Healing Illinois is an intentional way for people to find connections when they may not ordinarily already have it.
She says when she thinks about healing, she thinks about bringing humanity to the forefront. She says the Healing Illinois grant is not a silver bullet, but it's a way to dispel myths about how certain people should or shouldn't behave. And she wants people to think about how they can provide healing spaces in their own communities. I'm Yvonne Booz.